Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've got Prudence back in our show today. You've been on vacation. You look like, you know that feeling?
I do know that feeling. I feel that feeling.
You could tell even in your eyes. It's interesting.
I got to see my babies, my nieces, and just love on them. And it's just so nice.
How many do you have?
Well, I have four nieces, but I got to see three of them.
Oh, there you go.
This last week.
So. All right. That's so much fun. It's fun connecting with your family because your family, where do they live?
My folks are in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And that's where the babies are. And it's just that being in that energy of that playfulness. You know, Hannah, you've got little ones at home. The oldest one's five, and then there's 2.5-year-old twins.
That feeling like you don't have to care about a thing. You remember that feeling, like no responsibilities? I don't know. What does that feel like? But anyways, well, we are so excited that you are starting your day here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. And I've got Hannah here, Hannah Hornstein. She's actually, it's funny, I posted all over David was coming, but we're going to talk about women. He can hang out at home, you know, today, or he's probably at the office, right? But welcome, and I'm really excited. We've got a lot of things coming up.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And I want to let you know that if you are just going, gosh, I'm either streaming you on KimPaganoShow.com or you're just in the car on AM 1400, you can listen on iTunes, download us, and also on TuneIn Radio. And I want to say thank you to all my sponsors. It wouldn't be possible without all of you and all my listeners. And we're adding value every day in every way. And my listeners want to look good, feel good, and do good. And that's what it's really about every day, to really achieve your dreams and to be the best that you can be. And it's funny, I'm thinking myself thin right now, okay? I'm trying to do every single thing I can to look good, to feel good, to do good. I mean, I want to walk the walk and talk the talk. And, so anyways, I'm really excited. Hannah's here. We're going to be talking about women and financials, right?
Yes.
And just, you know, it adds so much security. I mean, it really does. It makes you feel like you're accomplished, like you've done a good job, you've done your homework. And, you know, a lot of women are in marriages and a lot of women are single. But not only either way, you really want to feel good about where you are in life. And money has a lot to do with it, you know?
It really does.
It really does. And it's about, you know, looking at your finances. And, you know, we met and we kind of went through and you made questions in my mind of all the stuff like, how much am I spending on food and how much am I, right? She kept going, really? And I was like, four kids, okay, you know, and a couple dogs and a couple cats and a couple, you know. So it all adds up. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also, we're going to have Dr. Mark Hyman on, and his book is The Blood Sugar Solution and the Ultra Healthy Program for Losing Weight, Preventing Disease, and Feeling Great Now. That's what it's about now, not planning for the future, not, you know. So it's all about that. The other thing that we're going to be talking to is Dr. Wes Stafford, and they're going to be talking about a book, Just a Minute, and it's compassion. And, you know, we were talking about, in fact, today is the anniversary of Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, the Oklahoma City bombing. It's been 17 years.
God, it's like 17 years. That just flew.
it's pretty bizarre. It did fly, and I was just sharing with Kim that I actually was still living there. I was there just a few blocks away from where the bombing occurred 17 years ago in school.
All right, and you said you were helping and you were part of that.
It was amazing to see how the community came together. And still does. We were there. We were volunteering. We were at the next day. We were at the Feed the Children center. They were taking in donations and such. And it was amazing to watch people coming in with carfuls of stuff to donate that you know they had gone out and purchased. You'd see elderly couples coming
in with
children's products that you knew that they had just stopped and purchased. And it was such a powerful thing. We actually, because of where we were set up, we were right by the hospitals where many of the individuals were sent to, and we had set up triage centers there at the school in case people needed to come there to get care. It was amazing to see how people came together to help in that kind of a crisis.
Well, yeah, and it was a crisis. I mean, a total tragedy. And, you know, it's funny because my daughter's fiance was driving yesterday, and he saw a motorcycle guy got hit, and everybody kind of went around him. And he's laying in, you know, can't get up because his leg was, like, you know, in pieces. And so, you know, my future son-in-law, yeah. He got up and, you know, got out of his car, parked, and went over and called 911 and everything. We have to do that. We have to take, you know, and a lot of people don't want to get involved anymore. But it's so important, because what if that was us?
Exactly. Well, that's my mentality, too, is I want to do
others as you do for yourself.
Exactly.
And really, you know, that's what I'm here talking about, other people's journeys making a difference in our life.
Exactly. I would want to know that somebody would stop for me.
Definitely.
Or somebody would do something for me. And so if I want that for myself, I want to give that to other people too.
You got it. Right. Well, I know we have our first guest, and Dr. Wes, are you there? Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Wes Stafford. I'm here. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Just enjoying your conversation.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about you. Your book is Just a Minute. And I guess it says here that you really didn't intend to write this, right?
Well, you know, I really didn't set out to do that, but I wrote a book about 5 years ago called Too Small to Ignore. And I was talking about the importance of children in the kingdom of God and in our society. And actually, just what you were talking about, the importance of all of us to step in any time a child is around. I made the point that the spirit of a child is a lot like wet cement. It doesn't take much effort at all to make an impression on a little child's life, and it can last a lifetime.
It can, yeah, definitely. And, you know, we as elders and, you know, advancing in our age, right, is, yeah. You know, but I mean, anybody that's older that you are reflecting on somebody else needs to be an example. I mean, that's what life's about, setting great examples.
Exactly. And, you know, any of us who are grown-ups are all experts when it comes to children. We probably spent 18 years doing nothing but being a child. And what I'm urging people to do is, so think back in your life. Who is it you owe? Who believed in you before you believed in yourself?
Mm.
And in just a minute, what did they say, what did they do that you've built your life upon? Someone said, my, but you're smart, and wow, you're a teacher now. Or someone said, my, but you're beautiful, and now every time you look in the mirror, you see beauty. Or my, but you're kind. And what this book is it's the story of 68 people who remember the minute when somebody said something, did something, and they have built their entire life off of that moment. Some very famous people and some just ordinary folk like us.
Wow, amazing. I mean, really, you know what? And I love the title of your other book, too, is, you know, sometimes those small things we overlook, and yet those are mind and life-changing.
Oh, you know, we often say, well, it just got too big. I finally had to do something about it. And my case here is, well, children are too small. We've got to do something about them. They can't speak up for themselves. They don't vote. They don't have money to buy influence. And yet they pay the greatest price for everything that goes wrong in our society. And all of us, you know, I grew up in a little village in Africa. I talked about that in the first book. We had a saying in our village, it takes the whole village to raise a child.
And, you know, my saying is many hands make little work. I say that all the time. My kids are like, because I've got four of them. And so when we're doing dishes, they're like, we know, Mom, many hands make little work. We'll be right there, you know.
Oh, that's good.
But, you know, I mean, it is. If everybody does their part, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. So, and what I maintain is that every child, if God stands a child in front of you for as little as a minute, it might be the divine appointment. You might be the one that God intended to say the right thing, do the right thing to launch that child.
You gave me chills. I love that. I mean, really, because there are times that our kids don't listen to us, but they listen to other people.
That's right. And, you know, the funny thing about children is, you know, they're like I say, their spirit is like wet cement, but you never know when you're making a memory.
Oh, my God. I love this. I love this. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're a positive talk radio show. We're talking with Dr. Wes Stafford. And his book, his second book, is Just a Minute. And, you know, I would love to find out a little bit about your background.
Yeah, well, I'm the president at Compassion International. I have for 35 years been fighting for children. That's why I wrote that first book. But I lead a ministry that to 1.3 million children, each of them linked to somebody who says, like the Good Samaritan said to the innkeeper, you know, you take care of this guy for me, but I'll pay. And that's what Compassion has done for 60 years. I've been here for 35 of those years, and I've served as Compassion's president for the last 20. One of the reasons why I care so much about children is I grew up in a little village in West Africa, and poverty attacked me before I ever attacked it. By the time I was 15 and came to America, about half of my little boyhood friends had died, many of them in my arms. And later I learned they didn't need to die. There's food, there's medicine.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm with the rest of my life, I'm fighting back. Proverbs 31 says, so speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. And what I've been trying to do is speak up for children. Give a voice to the little ones.
You know, it's something I've been seeing more and more is this awareness of especially childhood hunger. I know we've interviewed some programs before that do a lot, especially in the summer when there's no school and these kids still need to be fed. And it's something I'm seeing more and more of. And I know it tugs at my heart a bit too. How can people get involved? How can people begin to see what the needs are and learn more?
Yeah, well, it's one of the, there's obviously many wonderful organizations, but the one that I lead, Compassion International, you can learn all about us.
Where is that?
We're in Colorado Springs. I'm sitting here looking at Pikes Peak right now.
Oh, okay.
We're at compassion.com.
Okay, compassion.com. I'm going to look that up because I really think these are our future, you know, our children. And so many of them are taking drugs and alcohol and pills and taking their lives, and we're not hearing them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hearing them, and we're not obviously letting them know how important they are in our lives.
Well, you know, we've allowed ourselves to get isolated from the children around us. We've got all of these social barriers. And what happens is, you know, little nuclear families can barely care for their own. The single-parent family, we all need each other. You know, I was at a car wash not long ago. You know, within arm's reach of every little child is a hero, somebody caring for that child. And with the spirit of the Just a Minute book, I was sitting there, and my car was coming through the building. You know, we're waiting on a bench outside. And next to me was a mother and a little, probably three-year-old. And they were talking and chattering about the car wash and the day and everything. And when their car got ready first, and so as they stood up to go, I tapped the young mother on the shoulder, and I said, excuse me, but can I just tell you something? You know, I've been listening to your conversation. You are an amazing mother. That is one lucky little guy. And she says to me, well, thank you, sir. And she walks off to her car, but she gets to her door. She stands there for a second, and she comes back, and she says, can I give you a hug? She says, I'm trying so hard to be a good mama, and nobody has ever said anything like that to me.
Everybody needs that in their life. And I think that's so important because, you know what? I mean, nobody gives us lessons. Hannah, you're a new mom, right? And she's a businesswoman. My four children, and we do our best.
Yep.
We do our best, but there's no lessons for it. And sometimes, you know, I look at my oldest daughter who I think sometimes she's like, Mom, you know, I wasn't educated to be a mom, but now with the rest of my children, I have a little more calmness in my life. I see where I've been, and I think we need to look at life and learn from it.
Yep. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Really, really force this book, because I was out there in conferences talking about this principle of the spirit of a child, and at one of them, it was a group of about 500 teachers, and I was talking about this, and then I suddenly stopped, and I said, you know, does anybody have a story that comes to mind right now that you would willing to share with us? And a young man stood up, and he said, well, I do. I'm a teacher. And he says, this is my first year of teaching, and now that you talk about it, I remember the minute I became a teacher. And I said, well, what was that like? He says, well, I was in first grade. He says, I had a terrible stutter, a horrible self-image. I loved my teacher, but I never knew the answers to stuff, so I never raised my hand, and I just tried to avoid eye contact with her. Which is, one day we're all working at our desk. I'm 6 years old. And I suddenly sense that my teacher is standing behind me looking at my paper that I'm working on. I can smell her perfume. And then I see her hand reach over my shoulder, and I remember the color of her fingernails, and she put a gold star on my paper. And she leaned down and she whispered to me, you're such a smart little boy. I bet you're going to be a great teacher someday.
Aww.
And he said, you know what? I knew in that minute that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make children feel like that. So I said to him, did you ever tell her? And he hung his head and he says, well, no, it never occurred to me to tell her. I said, do you think she even knows? And now he had tears in his eyes, and he says, well, she does now. Well, 500 of us, we thought, do you get to go to the balconies of heaven and listen in? How does that work? When he said, no, she's right over there. And he pointed across the room to this silver-haired little dignified lady with tears streaming down her face. And they got up. I swear, Kim, there were violins playing. They went to the center aisle and a long overdue hug.
Oh, you're making me tear on here. I'm glad I'm not on TV right now.
I'm done. That's everything I wanted to tell you.
Look what the gift that you're making a difference. And what was your 1 minute?
Oh, there was a number of them. One of them, I'll tell you very quickly, I lead this ministry that fights for children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was 6 years old, an epidemic of measles came through my village, and we were already a poverty-stricken village, very, very weak. And in the span of 2 weeks, Kim, I lost one out of every four of my little buddies.
Oh, wow.
And my father was translating scriptures. He was a missionary. And I went to his little shed, and I stood there till he noticed that I was there, and I said, Papa, when do you think it's my turn? And he says, well, son, your turn to what? I said, my turn to die, Daddy. All my friends are dying. And he says, son, roll up your sleeve. And I rolled up my sleeve, and he says, you're not going to die from this. You see those little scratches on your arm? Those are vaccinations. You got that in America before you came here so that you wouldn't die from this.
Mm.
And, Kim, I became Compassion's president, I think, at age 6, when through the blur of my tears, I stammered, Papa, that's not fair. Why don't all my friends have scratches on their arms?
Oh, wow.
Now I lead a ministry that puts scratches on tens of thousands of children's arms every year.
I love what you're doing.
It was a minute. 1 minute launched what I do for the rest of my life.
I love it. I hope that, you know, and that's the reason that I have my show every single day is to, and I've had so many of my listeners call up and email me and text me and, you know, and say that I start their day in a positive way and I've lifted them. That's the only reason, really, truly, and that it's helped me. I've been talking to people like you, and it's amazing when you get amazing, positive people together.
It just completely reminds me the power of our words and the power in our day-to-day discussion with one another, and really, you know, challenging people to look at what you're saying to other people and what you're saying to yourself.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. It really takes that split-second moment to have such a heartfelt conversion.
Yeah.
And so just really watching the power of the language in our words is so important.
Yeah, I maintain that any time you see a little child go toddling by, you should grab your hard hat and your steel-toed boots because you're in a construction zone.
Mm.
And you should ask, what is God building here? And is there anything I can do to advance that cause? And we can all do this. We're all experts. We all deserve honorary doctorates in child development because we spent 18 years doing field research in this very complex field. We really don't need to know anything more. We just need to have the courage to step out and do something.
I love what you're doing. I love what you're living. And how does everybody jump on board?
Well, compassion.com is the quickest and fastest way to get in. I'm willing to bet that there are many thousands of listeners out across Riverside that that are a part of Compassion. But, Kim, here's an idea. You know, if people get that book or if you talk about that book sometime, you might want to have people call in and say, I remember my minute.
Good idea. You know what? We'll do this. You know, I haven't received my book yet. I will get it, and I can't wait. I want both of your books because I'm like, so I love what you're doing. And then you know what I'll do is I'll post this and I'll have you back and let's talk about this because I think it's so important.
Let's do that and have your listeners ready to say, you know what, I'll tell my story.
Yeah.
And,
because I think we all have that minute. Prudence, do you have a minute that you can think of?
You know, I've had lots of different minutes. And when I think back to being a child, I remember having that minute of knowing that I wanted to know I could take care of myself. I remember watching my parents and their struggles. And I'm the oldest. And I was, you mentioned the age 15. I was 15. And I think there's some power that happens in that kind of that age range in those early teens. But I remember having that minute of thinking to myself, I want to know I can take care of myself. I want to know that no matter what's going on in life, that I can always provide for myself. And I know it's driven me in many ways. It's put me through college. I put myself through school. I put myself through graduate school. I moved to California. I've had two homes.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. And
Hannah, what was your moment?
Funny that you say that you're about 15 when you had yours. I think I was about probably 14, 15 when I had mine too. And I was at the supermarket with my father, and we were walking through the market, and there was a guy there that was selling newspapers. And so he was asking my dad, you know, what do you do for a living? And my dad says, I'm self-employed, you know, I'm not interested. And he just kind of walks away. And I said, Dad, why did you tell him that you don't work? It's so embarrassing. He's going to think we're poor. And he said, no. I didn't say I'm unemployed. I said, I'm self-employed. I don't have a boss. I don't work for anybody. I work for myself. And it was that moment where I decided that I didn't want to have a boss. And since 18, I've been working for myself. So.
And see, it's that, I mean, I love it. What a great conversation right there. You know, and I have had, well, one, I have to say that I have two amazing parents that are my mentors. Truly. I mean, really. And they always give me, you know, and now it's funny because they say I've given it back. But I'm just telling them their stories. They're rewinding, you know. But and my children, you know, now I'm learning from my kids and they're telling me my stories. But there's different, you know, I'm a hair therapist and I have different clients that walk in. And I'm just going to speak about this one, this man, Barry. He was a walk-in, and I really believe people come into your life for different reasons and different seasons, and there is truly a reason why they're there. But he came in, and he made a difference in my daughter's life and in mine, but really positive. And he was just talking about how he rewarded all his grandchildren, and they were young. And he said, for every to be on an honor roll, I'll give you $100. And that's like $1 million to a young, you know.
Yeah.
And he said from that day on, they've all been on honor rolls. And his son said, Dad, are you, you know, you're going to go poor? And he goes, it's the best money I've ever spent because now they believe in themselves because he believes in them.
He launched them.
Nice. Yeah, and love it. So
I'll tell you a funny one if you have a minute.
Sure.
One of my very best friends is a retired submarine commander. His name is Captain Roy Springer. And when I was talking to him as I was gathering up stories like this, I said, Roy, you got a story like this? He says, well, you know me. I was a career submarine commander. He says, they send you off to Naval Academy. They teach you sonar and maneuvers and all of that. But it turns out the most important thing you need to be able to do to be a submarine commander is, well, you're kind of the mayor of a little town under a lot of pressure way below beneath the sea. And people have to get along. He says, you can't just take a long walk because you're frustrated with friends. You know, you're all trapped in this little tube. And I said, well, where did you learn how to help people get along? He says, well, that goes back to when I was 7 years old. He says, we had a sand pile outside my mom's kitchen window. It was a big one, so all the kids in the neighborhood came to play there. But one day we were out there, and nobody could get along. We were fighting and bickering about everything, and my mom was washing dishes. And finally she'd had enough, and she raised up the window, and she yelled out, Roy, you get everybody happy out there, or you're coming in.
Oh, what a great lesson. I love it. I love it.
The minute I became a submarine commander.
Oh, I love it. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. What an amazing, it was amazing time with you. I'm definitely going to have you back. And you know what? Let's keep in touch. I want to make sure that if you can give Matt your number of contact.
Absolutely.
So we can keep in touch, but I love what you're doing, and I'm going to jump on the wagon with you.
Well, thank you. You know, Kim, we all do our part, and it gets done. And you guys are doing a tremendous thing out there day by day.
Well, thank you. Share my show with everyone, and I appreciate your time.
It's wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. Well, that was Dr. Wes Stafford, and his book is Just a Minute. Take 1 minute. To be that difference in a child's life, you know? So,
well, to anyone's life.
To anybody's life, really. It's all about kind words. So, anyways, we're going to take a really quick break from my sponsors, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
I love it, Matt. You are all over the good music today. I'm telling you, I'm throwing it all over to you from now on. So it's perfect. And you know what? And that really is, you know what? What he was just saying is that's wealth right there. You know, when you make somebody else feel good, you're feeling good yourself. And for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. This is actually just a really good feel good show. That's what it's all about, is when you listen to this show, I hope you go away leaving feeling a little bit better about yourself, and that you have, honor that you can help other people and yourself. So that's what this is about. I do want to wish Giovanni happy birthday. And
happy birthday.
You know, it's funny. He just sent me a text, and he is like the alligator whisper guy. I'm telling you, he was talking to some alligator. He sent me a video. And so I was like, what is that? He's like an alligator. So he's out there on vacation with his family, too.
Oh, very
so,
nice.
Yeah, you guys are all taking time, and that's what it's all about.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, you have to.
Anyway, so I hope he's listening, and, happy, happy birthday. So we do have our next guest on, and we have Dr. Mark Hyman, and his book is The Blood Sugar Solution, The Ultra-Healthy Program for Losing Weight, Preventing Disease, and Feeling Great. And I love the last word on his thing here is now. And Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
Great. I'm feeling great.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I was when I walked in here, and I've really been saying this every single day, I'm thinking myself thin right now. When I mean, seriously, when I think I'm going to eat something, I'm like, no, I want to look my best. I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to eat healthy to keep my body going and to keep, you know, all the things that I want to do in life. And you do need to boost your metabolism and boost your nutrition, right?
Absolutely. We can create health. I mean, you go to the doctor's office to treat acute illness, but all of us are in charge of our own health. We're the CEO of our own health.
And we forget that.
We do.
I think what's amazing is when we start taking care of our health, how much better and how much better we feel, how much more energy we have. And yet often people don't take care of their health and feel run down, and then they want to have the energy, but then they don't do the things to have the energy. It's sort of this vicious cycle when really we hold the key to feeling better.
Yeah, people go to the doctor to get healthy and to feel better, but the doctors don't know how to make you feel better. They know how to treat disease. So that's the key. We have to realize we can be empowered to take back our health.
So do you want me to call you Mark or Dr.
Sure,
Hyman?
Please, yes.
Okay, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a family physician, but I'm very focused on how to create health for individuals and society, really working on the underlying cause of disease we call functional medicine. See, what's that? It's the opposite of dysfunctional medicine. And I think we have the capacity to do that at any point in our lives. And we need to think about the fact that we have the power by changing what we put in our bodies, by changing how we think, by changing how we move our bodies. We have the power to transform disease and get healthy at any moment.
So how can we do that? First of all, I love your book, and I think you've been on with me before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved it. I had to bring you back, and there's so many things that we could be talking about. But tell us where to start.
Well, it's very simple. I mean, you know, food is the most powerful medicine. What you put at the end of your fork is more powerful than anything you'll ever find at the end of a pill bottle, and you can't look to drugs to solve your problems. Taking a statin drug to lower your cholesterol while having a double cheeseburger, fries, and a soda just doesn't make any sense. We ate ourselves into this. We got to eat ourselves out. And it's just really simple. It's about eating real, fresh food, whole food. And it's about eating food that basically came from nature. It's not stuff that's been made in a factory. We don't need factory-made science projects. They are dangerous, and they kill us. And so eating fresh, real food is great. And then eating food that has a low glycemic load, that means it doesn't raise your blood sugar. Things like our 150 pounds per person per year of sugar, that's huge. Things that we don't realize, we eat 55 pounds of white flour a year. These things drive our body to create insulin. Insulin is a fat storage hormone, and that's why we all have got this belly fat. And 1 in 2 Americans has prediabetes or diabetes, and 90% are not even diagnosed. So this is killing all of us, and it's making us feel tired and sick right now. And we have the capacity to change that very quickly within a few days.
Within a few days?
Absolutely. People can see within 3 or 4 days the whole being start to change, their energy change, their mood change, and their weight start to drop off. Women's World did a piece on the show on my book, and they called it the fastest diet ever, which I thought was funny, but they tried some of it on the readers, and they found that they were actually able to lose 16 pounds in a week because they turned the dials in their biology in a very specific and dramatic way.
Okay, so can you give us those tips right here, right now?
We're
all listening.
Yeah, eat real food, get off the junk, no processed food. No artificial sweeteners, nothing that's got chemicals in it. And just eat fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, whole grains, lean animal protein, eggs. You know, that's it. It's not too complicated. Get off of sugar, get off of flour products, and you'll see very quickly your body will start to change. I also, for the first few weeks, I had people get off gluten and dairy, which are very inflammatory for most people, and get them feeling better by doing that.
So, hi, Mark. My name's Prudence. I'm a co-host here with Kim. And I actually, not knowing of your book, I actually right now am doing this precise thing with my doctor. I'm fortunate I have a doctor who, he's an internal medicine doctor, but also does integrative medicine. And we are doing this exact thing. So I have been living it myself and seeing definite results. I think the biggest thing for me, and one thing I want to share with others, is I actually, that first week or so, I found I was really tired.
Yep.
And what I, it wasn't until after I was sort of past that it dawned on me. I'm like, wait, you've been detoxing your body. Of course you're tired. So give it, you know, if you're going to start doing these changes, know that in the beginning you might have some fatigue with it because you're clearing this stuff out of your body. But the more I've learned about it, one of the things, and I know people have heard me say this before, but I read this thing once that said, if it has more than 5 ingredients on the label, it is not food. And I think about that when I'm buying stuff, and especially right now that I'm eating so, I hate the word restrictive, but I'm eating so conscious, maybe I should say.
Right. Well, she found out that she was allergic to a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff. Right. And so she had to be regulated. And I think that we, I mean, Mark, I'm going to call you Mark, are we all allergic to a lot of stuff, or is
well,
it
we
just...
we have become that way. The way we've just changed the gut flora we have by taking antibiotics and processed food. We've changed the way we eat and eating less food with fiber and real food. We're eating sugar and processed food. It changes all the bacteria in our gut. This creates a huge, huge problem.
So, Hannah, you had a question. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Mark. My name's Hannah.
Hi.
So I have a question. What are some foods that you think we should be eating that actually taste good, that are healthy?
Oh, my God. You know what happens? You know what's happened is that the food industry has hijacked our taste buds. It's taken hostage of our kitchens. It's been taken hostage, and we need to take them back. And once you go through a couple of days of withdrawal and detox, your body starts to really cherish and enjoy real food, and it becomes actually attractive. So eating those fresh raspberries or blueberries, having a delicious, you know, crispy green vegetable, those actually begin to taste good and not make you, you know, crave and have imbalances in your hormones and have ups and downs in your energy and your mood. And you just start to crave the things that make you feel good. So it's really important to realize that, you know, you're just a couple of days away from feeling good and from happiness.
So I have the crazy question, okay? You said no artificial sweeteners and all that, right? Which I get that. What about, you know, so a lot of people still drink Diet Coke. I would rather drink a regular Coke. Is that still bad?
Well, you're talking about bad and worse here. I mean, you know, artificial sweeteners drive your appetite. They activate your sweet receptors in your tongue and make your brain crave more sugar, and it creates a vicious cycle. And it also makes you gain weight. People who have diet sodas gain weight. They're more likely to be overweight. They're more likely to get diabetes. 67% increase risk in diabetes in people who drink diet sodas. And one regular soda will increase your risk of diabetes as one by 82%.
Now, what about stevia?
Well, that's another artificial, but it's a natural sweetener, but it still activates those same crazy sweet receptors.
Oh, it does.
So it tricks your body, and your body's all confused, and it starts to slow your metabolism. It starts to crave more food, get hungry, and it's activating that whole craving for sweet, which is really what you need to cut out.
Right. You know what? We have a caller. Mark, is that all right with you?
Of course.
Okay, and who are we speaking with? Hello?
My name is Pam.
Hi, Pam. Thank you for calling. What was your question?
I just had a question. I read some of the books that you've produced, at least the latest one, and I'm wondering if there's a way to stay vegan without fish.
There is. It's tricky. You have to know what you're doing. I mean, you have to eat a lot more nuts and the good fats and seeds and, you know, the right kind of beans. But it's possible, but it's tricky because you can get a very... I've seen a lot of vegans, vegetarians, eating a very high glycemic load diet, which drives up that sugar and diabetes. So
you
can do it, but it's be careful.
Wow. Okay.
And have you written anything about that?
I do. I give options for vegetarian options in my book, and I actually do talk about how to do that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much again for being here. You know, so inspirational. I just want to give out the name of your book again, The Blood Sugar Solution. And we're talking to Dr. Mark Hyman. Thank you so much. And I would have you back again and again.
Anytime.
So, all right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do is talk about women's health and, you know, in wealth. That's really what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll take a really quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to Hannah Hornstein. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Prudence here, and we've got Hannah here. And Hannah is our financial lady. So it's usually her and her husband, an amazing couple. And I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. If you have any questions right now, we're going to be talking about women and their wealth, right?
Yes.
Hopefully their wealth. And but really, you know, why is it so important for women to learn more about their finances?
Well, many reasons. I would say probably the number one reason right now is that a lot of men are going out and working and the woman stays home and takes care of the kids. And they're also taking care of the finances because, you know, just lately, obviously, with the economy, so many men are stressed out at work that they just can't think about the money. And so the women are left to kind of balance the checkbook, pay the bills, what bills to pay, what bills not to pay, and then where to, you know, where to save their money. And because so many women don't really have an education on finance, they end up keeping money in the bank or they overspend. So many women right now, they just go to the mall and they spend, you know, aimlessly. And I think that if they had more of an awareness about how money worked and they learned about, you know, compound interest, Rule 72, that they may actually make better choices in terms of saving money and earning rates of returns rather than spending, which in turn will help the man as well if the woman is spending less. But it's all about knowing how money works. I mean, you don't know how money works, you spend. And
I think sometimes people will budget, you know, I know that my insurance bill is X amount and my, you know, the set things that they pay every month, people are a bit better about budgeting about. What I don't think people realize is how much money goes away in the day-to-day things. I've done this before, so a challenge to put out to people, take 1 week or even 2 weeks, even better. Keep all of your receipts and really make a conscious effort at the end of the week to sit down and look at your receipts and look out how much goes out to food and coffee and mm-hmm. all these and clothes and stopping in at the shop or let me just pick this thing up. It's amazing how much money you spend on the things that you hadn't budgeted for.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, you know, when I was younger, when I first actually started working in the industry, I was 22 years old.
And you know what? Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, too, so they, sure. they know. I mean, you've been on, and you're one of our sponsors, and I love that you're a part of our show. But I want people to know your background of all the knowledge that you do have.
Sure. Well, I kind of just gave my little one-minute story about wanting to be self-employed. And I got into the real estate industry at 18, got my license literally a month after my 18th birthday, and thought that I was going to, you know, become wealthy selling real estate. That didn't happen. You know, real estate sales are pretty difficult, very, you know, very competitive. So I got into the mortgage business, and I learned about interest rates. I learned about money. And by the time I got to this company, I had about $30,000 in credit card debt. And no savings. And whatever savings I did have, or, you know, whenever I was able to save, I would save in a bank in a savings account at 0% interest. And so when I got into the financial services field, I learned that, you know, my credit cards were at 30% and my savings was at 0%.
Wow.
And I learned about the compounding of the money. I mean, if you look at the rule of 72, you take the interest rate that you're earning and you divide it by 72. And that will tell you how long it'll take for your money to double. So that will work on your credit card debt as well as your savings. So if you have...
You know, I just want to give out our phone number here. If anybody's going, wait a minute, I might be in the same place or I can do better. And you want to ask Hannah a question, 805-639-0008. She is here to help us, get better in our lives. And really, money has a lot of the key to what we were doing. So
absolutely. So, yeah, if you have, you know, like I did, $30,000 of credit card debt at 30%, what's 30 into 72?
I don't know. Nothing. It's not very good.
It's,
yeah.
It's like two and a half, right?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, if you're paying that kind of interest on your money, that debt is going to double within a few years if you don't pay the if you don't pay more than the minimum payment.
Right.
So it's,
and a lot of people, yeah, they pay and it's a lifetime. They're just always paying. So what did you do? Because that's really what you lived, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, I got the education, so I became aware of what I was doing. So I stopped spending. You know, I stopped going and buying more clothes than I didn't need, and started looking at my expenses and what could I cut out, and started paying my debt off and paying myself first. Started my own savings plan. I started my first plan at 22 years old, and you know, I've been paying into it every single month since then. So.
And now, where do you keep that? In a bank?
No.
Okay.
My recommendation is only keep in the bank what you need to pay your bills. So, you know, if you have money sitting in a bank, you're actually losing money in the bank.
So we're losing money.
Well, but let me ask you this. If money's sitting in the bank, and I hear what you're saying about paying yourself first and investments, but at the same time, I can't use that money. So if I'm saving up for a trip, or if I'm wanting to save to have just rainy day backup funds, you know, to me, I mean, where do you put that? Because if I invested into a life insurance policy or a long-term policy that I can't use until, you know, it matures at a certain point, where's my right now emergency money?
Great question. And that's actually, a lot of people think that money in a life insurance policy is long-term. And although you should look at it as long-term because you want to build wealth there, if you build your policy in the right way and you go with the right type of company, then you will have liquidity in that policy very quickly. So, but those are very safe vehicles. And if you structure them properly, you can't lose any money in the policies. And you can get a better return than you will get in the bank. Because the reality is, again, in the bank, you should keep enough to pay your bills. That's it. Having a little bit of an emergency fund. But if you want to actually grow your money, then you have to use the rule of 72. You have to have compound interest working for you and not against you.
So where should we put our money? million-dollar question, right?
That's a great question. And there are wonderful places to put your money, but it's not a question of, you know, I have $100,000, where should I put it? Every individual, every family needs to have a personal financial roadmap, where what we do at our firm is we sit down with individuals, families, businesses, and we take a look at how much, you know, what are your monthly expenses? What are you spending on right now? How much do you need to have in an emergency fund? How much should you keep in your checking account? And then how much should be going into a life insurance policy or long-term investments?
In fact, you know, we should probably share with everybody that on May 22nd, we're going to be doing a workshop, right?
Yes.
And I'm really excited. So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, really, we're going to have amazing speakers. I'm going to be a part of this. And I want to open up my phone lines right now at 805-639-0008. If you would like to be a part of that, I would love to invite you. And so just call in right now and talk to Matt and give him your name so that we can get an invitation out to you. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to be finding.
Sure. Well, the last few years in our industry, we've brought on so many incredible women that have just risen to the top of our industry. And it's because, first of all, women like to deal with women. And men like to deal with women, too.
But nothing against our men out there. But there is a comfort in it. You kind of feel like, you know, you can relate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we want to do is we want to invite women in the area. And we're going to have this event most likely in our office in Westlake Village.
Yeah, it's probably going to be in Westlake. And
we're going to have different speakers talk about their experiences with money. And, we've got women that are single moms that are taking care of the family, and they need to know about how money works. So it's going to be very informative. We're going to give some ideas about how money works. And we really encourage...
We're going to talk about people's journeys too, right? Because a lot of times we can learn from what other people have done and how they've, you know, mistakes that they've made or things that they've come back and found the way. And it's just fun to hear where we've all come from. So I really, again, 805, our phones are lighting up right now at 805-639-0008. If you want to get your name on our list to be invited to this, again, it's May 22nd, and it's going to be in the evening in Westlake. So I'd love to have an invitation go out to you. We do have a caller right now. Matt, who are we speaking with?
This is Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Great. Where are you calling from?
Actually calling from Thousand Oaks.
Oh, great. Okay. And you have a question? Go ahead.
I did have a question. Am I on the line with David and Hannah?
Okay. Yes, you are.
So I'm basically trying to figure out. I've got some ideas for a savings plan that I want to start soon. And my cousin, who is an expert in investing, he's a complete expert. He's an auto mechanic, but he's an investment expert. In the evening time, he's been doing it for years. And you know, when it comes to some tax advantaged options, he's telling me that the tax free muni bonds is the absolute best way to go. And I know there's other options out there like Roth IRAs. I know that there's something about cash value life insurance that also has tax options, but my cousin really knows his stuff, but I wanted to get a second opinion and maybe just see what David and Hannah thought in terms of, when it comes to a savings plan, if tax-free muni bonds is the absolute best options for tax-advantage type savings plans.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling.
That's a great question. And, obviously you need to be diversified, but you also need to get the best returns that you possibly can. And so, again, refer back to the rule of 72. And if whatever investment you're looking at is offering a 4% return or a 5% return, just divide that number into 72 and you'll have your answer. How many years will it take for your money to double? And if that makes you happy, then absolutely go ahead and take that advice. But if you can get a better return somewhere else and then divide that into 72, if that number makes you happier, then you have your answer. And what I will say to you is that everybody out there has an opinion. Everybody. And what you need to do for yourself is you need to look at the facts and the opinions.
And find somebody that you connect with, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think the more you educate yourself and really look at the different sources, then you can decide. It's like anything in life. Then you can decide for yourself what works the best for you and what fits with who you are and what your goals are.
Right. I hope, did that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And, what I was thinking was, I don't know. My cousin Jimmy, again, he knows his stuff. And I almost would feel comfortable putting him in front of you, Hannah, because I don't, he tells me one thing. And of course, everybody has their own opinion, like you said. And, I enjoy what you guys are talking about. And I want to make sure that I make
the right choice.
Now, if I wanted to maybe, set up a meeting or put my cousin in front of you guys, how would be the best? What would be the best way to do that?
I would love to do that. My phone number is 818-402-9396. And just give me a call. We can set it up. That would actually be a very fun meeting.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And I want to give out our phone number here also. if we only have a couple minutes left. And, of course, Hannah's going to be back on with us because we had a lot of calls, which is awesome. And I want to just give out our phone number. If we're off air, you can always reach us at, 805-419-0008. And leave me a message, and I will get you in touch with her. Or you can email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com.
I just want to quickly say it kind of ties in what he just said and what we were talking about. Giving this free event May 22nd, this one is geared towards women, but bring the women in your life as well. Bring your teenage daughters, bring your moms, bring your sisters, your girlfriends. I know that for myself, I was in my early 20s and just starting out in a career, and I actually went to a women's only free event, sort of very similar. And that's what helped me to begin to understand how important it was to begin taking an active role in my financial health. So the best way to do it is to take this time, educate yourself. You guys give all sorts of educational seminars, not just on the 22nd, but all of the time. If you're ready to start now, you can even call Hannah now, and she can let you know what education opportunities they have for you.
Exactly. Hannah, give out your phone number again so that people can get in touch with you.
Sure. It's 818-402-9396.
Okay. And again, you know, if you are listening right now and you want to get on our list and so we can get an invitation out to you, give us a call here at 805-639-0008 because Matt can take your name and address or your name and email and phone number. So with that, what could we start really quick right now? I know we only have a couple minutes. Leave us with one tip.
Well, for women, I think that what you need to do is you need to get educated about money. There are a lot of wonderful books out there that you can start reading. And I also believe that as a woman, you should start to have your own little side account.
Very, my mom has always said that, you know, and it's nothing, your husband can know that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So a lot of people think it has to be a secret.
No.
But you know what? Have something that, God forbid, anything happens, that you have some control.
Absolutely.
And also that you have your name on some of your bills so that you have credit.
Absolutely.
That's another thing, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we could talk about that all day long, too.
Absolutely.
But there are things that you need to do. Well, Hannah, this has been great. I mean, it's really been great. Prudence, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Matt, thank you for all your time on the board and your great music and all your answering all my calls. Also, all my sponsors, all my listeners. And remember to listen to my show later on. Matt, what is it going to be on today? What time? Okay, 1 o'clock. I never know their schedules, right? But if you missed any part of our show today, again, you can listen from 1 o'clock. Of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is remember to love a lot because the earth has enough of bitter in it. And, you know, it's really like kind of like our first conversation is take 1 minute out of your day to really be a teacher to somebody else. And also look at your finances, make a difference, call Hannah and David so that they can help you kind of look over your stuff and make sure you're on the right track. Thank you so much for being a part of our show. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Your love.